Hey guys,
I'm Hallie
and I'm Jamie
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Hello everyone. Hello. Oh geez,
it's too early.
Hallie is don't want to say this already. Yeah, I guess. Hallie's giving me the vibes of this book. So so this week we read Normal People by Sally Rooney. This is probably the first book we've done that you've read before. Mm-hmm. So it was your second read, my first read. I've seen this book all over the place. It's been on my TBR since the beginning of time. So I thought it was a great choice. We haven't really done like contemporary yet. Mm-hmm. I was ready. So do you want to give the synopsis? Just give us the general vibes.
So it's set in Ireland. And
I didn't even know it was set in Ireland. I knew it was like UK, you know? Because they also jump around, like they travel. So maybe I was just like UK. Like I was very aware it was UK vibes.
Okay, well, essentially, it takes place in Ireland, and the beginning part of the book, we're introduced to one of the main characters. His name is Connell, and if you watch the Hulu show, it's Paul Mescal.
Woo!
So basically, it starts off, they're in what I would assume is, like, their version of high school.
Yeah.
I think they call it, like, secondary school or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think high school is like secondary, and then I think like university is college.
Yeah.
Right? That sounds
uni.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, these stupid Americans.
Right? They're like idiots. I also love that we do have some listeners in other countries, and they're going to be like, these fucking morons.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, well. Yeah, so Connell's the main character, the guy, and they're at school. And basically Connell's like in the cool kid crowd, but he's not really like one of those like jockey cool kids. I mean, he plays on the quote unquote football team, even though it's the soccer team, if you are in America and you were confused.
I wasn't confused, but I will say, like, reading it, like, they were like, oh, kicking the ball. I still just was like in my head, like, imagining like football, because I was just like, God. I simply can't.
That's crazy. So he kind of hangs out with, like, the popular kids, and they're all kind of assholes, and we meet this other girl. She's the main character as well. Her name is Marianne, and she's kind of, like, the outcast of the school. Like, she doesn't have any friends. She doesn't really talk to anybody, and, like, people are just mean to her because she doesn't have any friends.
She gives, like, tortured artists.
Yeah, for
she's
sure.
She's a Tumblr girl.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, but she's not like an artsy person. You know, she's really into like human rights, civil rights, like.
Yeah. So I almost imagined her, and I think maybe this is, we'll talk about my little disconnect. I think the way they describe these characters just made them like unlikable for me. Like, I imagined her as like the girl in the classes who like dresses like a cat and meows, you know, like she's a fucking weirdo. But, like, that's not how she is.
No.
But, like, they described her as, like, ugly and, like, she doesn't shave her legs and she, like, has crooked teeth. I'm like, damn, they're really painting a shitty picture of this girl. And she's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could have had all those things and described it as, like, a vibe. Like, mm-hmm. None of those things are inherently bad at all.
Yeah.
It could be a vibe. But the way that Sally Rooney describes it is, like, this girl's a piece of shit because she doesn't, like, have straight teeth or shave her legs. And I was like, damn.
So this is like the thing about Sally Rooney, especially, I feel like it's more Normal People. I mean, I've read her other book, Beautiful World, Where Are You? Or whatever it's called.
Wow.
This is just like her writing, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's almost like satirically realistic.
Mm-hmm. I understand what was being done.
Like, she describes things so plainly, but like,
yes,
but when you think about it, it's like, yeah, that's real life. Like, that is very realistic.
Okay, yeah, we're going to have a lovely chat today. Okay, so continue going on with the story. Okay, the premise.
Yeah, so they're in school, and so Connell's mom... So Connell doesn't come from a good family. Like, his... A lot of his family is, like, in prison or something. Like, they're, like, you know... He comes from a questionable family, but, like, his mother had him at 16, and she's a house cleaner. So she cleans Marianne's house, and Marianne comes from a really wealthy family. So she lives in, like, one of the biggest houses in the town they're from. And I think that's another reason why people don't like her, is because, like, she's, like, rich, but, like, she doesn't fit the bill of, like, the rich girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's not, like, the, like, popular lip gloss wearing cutesy girl.
Yeah. So essentially what starts happening is that, like, Connell starts to, like, pick his mom up from work, and he ends up, like, going into Marianne's house, and they start talking or whatever, and then eventually they start hooking up, but it's, like, a big secret and no one knows, and Connell's afraid of what people will say, so he's like, this is our secret. Like, you will not tell anyone. Because,
which is such, like, I, and again, which is that relatable?
Is yes. Not nice. Is not no, nice.
But it's very high school boy. 100%. Yes.
And, like, that's the thing, right? So, anyways. So, eventually, they end up going off to school, university. And because him and Marianne have, like, this whole relationship that nobody knows about, even though she's not his girlfriend, and, you know, all those weird fucking nuances that people like to make up. Mm-hmm. They end up going to the same university. So they go to school in Dublin. And when they go to school in Dublin, they're not talking anymore. Because, like, something happened. There was, like, a school dance or something. And
he didn't take her. He took the other girl.
Yeah, and Connell didn't bring Marianne because he didn't want people to talk about him badly, like, for bringing her. So Marianne was like, fuck that. So, like, he would call her, never answered, and then she eventually dropped out of school. Like, she stopped going, I guess, because their school's kind of set up differently. Like, they just have to take, like, these,
like, a final.
Yeah, like, their finals, but they don't have to be in school kind of thing. So she took all her finals, but she didn't go to school. So whatever, Connell goes to university, and Marianne's also there. But the roles have flipped. So now Marianne is super popular, and she hangs out with all these cool people, and she has all these friends, and Connell has no friends. He just talks to, like, his roommate, and, like, that's it. And so one evening he goes to a party that's being thrown, I think, by, like, Marianne's boyfriend, who's, like, one of the most popular people in school. And so basically the story goes on. It's, like, different phases in each of their lives, and they always end up coming back to each other. Kind of thing.
Yes.
And I think it's just interesting to see how, like, their lives kind of reflect each other at different points.
Mm-hmm.
But they always find a way back, but then it never lasts. Yes. You know, and they can never get out of, like, their own way. Like, it's very
infuriating. Sure.
Yes. Yes. It's so annoying that they can't just be like, yeah, I want to be with you, you know. But, like, that is real life. Like, that happens all the time.
Yes, but I argue that people are also idiots, you know? So, like, do I think this is more realistic than the romances we read? Absolutely, right? Like, there's no question about it. Yeah, I'm trying to think where to even fucking start with my thoughts. I have so many. So basically it just, like, goes and follows them in their life. I would say from, like, senior of high school until, like, right out of college. So, like, yeah. 6 years, 5 years.
Yeah.
Ish.
Because the timeline's, like, in months, so it's, like,
5 months later, yeah, 4 months later,
exactly.
And there'll be, like, dates, like, at the top, it's like June, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I definitely agree. I focus more on, like, the 5 months later, like, I wanted to know how much time was passing more than, like, the actual month, like, yeah, of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I did think, okay, so let's talk about them in high school. So I feel like that was relatable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys do that, especially if he was one of the guys who's in this popular crowd but probably almost has, like, imposter bias or imposter syndrome, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Bias, what? Anyways, all the psychology terms just came in my head at once.
Hey, did you major in psych?
Maybe. I feel like he definitely has like imposter syndrome and probably is almost like, oh my God, I'm not cool, but I'm in this crowd somehow. And so if I like make it known that I like this uncool girl, like they're going to know that I'm an imposter.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not cool.
Right. And so I hate him for that. He's a dickhead. Like even his mom is like, you're actually a piece of shit.
Yeah. Because she says like, oh, like you're just messing around with her. Like, why do you have to make things so complicated? Obviously, she's your girlfriend. Like, you guys hang out all the time.
Like, every day. Whatever.
Yeah. And he's like, no. He's like, leave me alone.
And I also think the nuances they explain are interesting as well. Like, he talks about, like, his sex life, right? And he's like, ugh, I don't like it. I'm, like, stressed the whole time. Uh-huh. But when he's with Marianne, he's like, oh, I really feel like we're connecting. Like, it's, like, fulfilling for him. And so I felt like high school, I was, like, into that part in regards to the fact like that made sense. Like he's kind of stuck between like a rock and a hard place. You know, if that was kind of where the communication disconnect ended, I'd be like, okay, like you're a dick, but like you were 18 and stressed out and you somehow got put in with the cool kids and you were like panicked and you're like, I can't get out of this. Like, I don't want to get kicked out of the cool kids club. Mm-hmm. Fine. But then these motherfuckers do this shit forever. Yeah. It's and crazy. Ever and ever.
It's literally, it breaks my heart every time I read it. Truly.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it does. But it's, I don't know. Like, I remember the first time I read it and I was like, I fucking hate these people. Like, they're so annoying. Like, why can't they just love each other? But at the same time, I loved it because I was like, it's giving me that, like, that feel that I want from a book. Like, I want to be upset and, like, frustrated. Ooh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want to have that knife to the stomach every time I read
a book. Okay, so I was trying to, like, organize my thoughts about, like, I guess if I wanted to talk about, like, the timeline first or, like, her writing style or how I felt about it. But I guess we'll just have a mishmash of who fucking knows. I think I had a lot of hang up in her writing style because as you mentioned, she writes things so plainly. Now, do I agree that it's like, this is how life is? Now, perhaps, right? Now, I argue the way that I view the world, I romanticize the world. Like I enjoy living my life that way, right? And so do I necessarily narrate my own life as a romance novel? Not particularly. That's a little bit overboard. But I enjoy descriptions or like the scene or, you know, describing the emotions. I think for me, it fell flat because that is how I choose to view my life or like how my perception typically like thrives, I guess. And so for her just to be so blunt, so plain, here's what's happening. Now they're not going to talk for a year. I'm like, I have no fucking emotional connection to you at all because you two are just blah human beings. No, I do understand. I feel like I appreciated what she was doing. Yeah. It just didn't resonate with me as a human being. I think is kind of, if I could sum it up in like a little bow.
Yeah.
That was my feeling on it. Just because it was just plain. And yes, is the world sometimes plain and like nothing really happens, but everything's happening simultaneously? Yes. But if I'm reading a book, I don't need more of that shit in my life. You know what I'm saying?
I guess, yeah. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Like, obviously, like, you know, I'm all for, like, the beautiful lyrical writing and all that stuff. But I feel like her stories, like, she can write that way. Like,
no, I agree.
In the way that she writes. Like, I think, and that's what gives it, like, that almost extra punch. Because, like, the plots themselves are, like, very angsty. That, like, having it in just like plain blunt writing, it's like holy shit, like this, I like it.
Yeah,
I personally enjoy it.
I didn't dislike it. I think where you and I differ from what it sounds like we're saying is like I liked the book. It gives you an emotional reaction. I don't get an emotional reaction from this type of writing, I don't think. Like I was correct when I said last week, oh, I feel like this could be like a John Green, like an adult John Green. And I feel like it was, but John Green does like the lyrical, metaphorical, like, you know. Yeah. I feel like if she had more of that, I would also be eating it up. Yeah. And like I said, I mean, I like I really appreciate what she did. Like, oftentimes, we'll talk about these two fucking morons more as the episode goes on. Oftentimes, like, nothing's really happening, but yeah. everything's happening. Yes. And, like,
yes.
also, there's no reason for them not to be together, but then everything keeps them apart. So it's like, I really respected yeah. and appreciated all of, like, the nuance, the relationships, the, like, complexity of it. But I was just like, okay, you know?
Mm, yeah.
Okay, well, so these two fucking fools go to college. Mind you, like you said, they go to the same college. Like, he literally applies where she's going.
Yeah.
But, oh, God, it's not my girlfriend.
I know. And it's like, I think a lot of it is like, they just get in their own way. Truly.
They do. They do. And he even mentions what really struck me. I remember reading this and I was like, bro, you are just fucking the worst. When he was in college, he went back home at one of the college chapters. They go back home for like someone's funeral or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was like one of their friends.
Yeah.
And he's talking to one of his other friends and basically like confesses, you know, I was with Marianne in high school. You know, we're kind of like on and off again in college, yada, yada. And basically the friend was like, cool. And he reflects on that and he's like, no one would have cared.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, of course not. But at the same time, in high school, realistically, people probably would have cared a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. just because people are assholes. And second of all, isn't that so the human condition, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We think that everyone cares so much about us and what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And no one gives a fuck. I don't give yeah. a fuck about your life and what you're doing.
Well, even when they were in school too, his friends were like, oh, like, are you with Marianne? And he'd be like, nah, nah. But like, they already knew. You know what right. I mean? So it's and, like...
Yeah. And I think it's weird because in high school especially, right? Do we care about what people do? Yes. We'll gossip. We'll bullshit about it. But then the next time that something else happens, we move on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. So would he maybe have gotten some shit for like 5 seconds? Sure. I don't deny that.
Yeah.
Because we love like just gossip or like new information as people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's baseline bullshit information that doesn't affect our lives. And so yeah. as soon as the next new thing happens, again, no one would have cared.
Yeah.
They would have been shocked at first. Oh my God, no way. And then they would have been like, okay, cool.
Yeah, like whatever.
And that struck me because he really realized that. And I think he, I don't know if he had regret, but I think he was kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm also, the college chapters interest me because I think that he really realizes that she's a better person than him in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's in the cool kid club now and she invites him, puts her hand out and introduces him to everyone.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting, I think, too, that we could talk about is how certain projections that are put on us early in life stick with us. Because I think even though she's in the cool kids club now and it's probably more impactful because these are adults and you're in college and having real conversations and like she's thriving in the real world, she always will do whatever he wants because I think she inherently feels like he's still the cool kid.
Mm.
Like he makes a comment like she'll just do whatever I want her to. She will agree to whatever I want.
Yeah, but to me, I took that as like because like she loves him.
She does, but I also think it could be like almost like she just doesn't feel good enough because also her family's fucked up.
Well, yeah, and then that goes on to like the people that she ends up dating and stuff, right? So it's like we learn in the book that like her family like abuses her.
Mm-hmm.
Like her brother is abusive towards her, her dad was abusive towards her, and her like mom just like doesn't care. And then like while they're in school, she starts dating this guy and like they're into like BDSM or some shit like
bro,
that.
Oh, she's be dating all kinds of freaks.
Yeah. Like
Marianne's a psycho.
Yeah, like she's dating this guy who's like into BDSM and she was dating this fucking Swiss guy or something
yeah.
who was like a photographer and like she like goes slightly
he like controls
like,
her
like slightly into detail and it's like he'll say a word and it's like they have to like assume these roles and like she has to be like very subservient to him and like it's just like very weird but then like to me like that's weird but that I guess like people are into that but then like also that stems from the fact that I think that like Marianne obviously has very low self-worth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
you know, so it's like, I guess it's easier for her to just, I think it's like a control thing, right? So if like her family is like abusive towards her and yes. she doesn't have control of that, if she chooses a partner who wants to be abusive towards her, like in bed, like at least she's choosing that abuse.
Right. And I argue, honestly, she's completely consenting to all these things, but I argue that she doesn't like it.
No, she doesn't. I don't think she likes it either.
And so that's where I think when you said like, oh, like it's weird maybe to us who don't particularly like those things, but not people who enjoy it. Now, I would argue that for her, it's also weird because she doesn't like it. I think that like you just said, she's choosing these partners because it's like she can control when the abuse happens.
Yeah.
But I would argue she just has unhealed trauma. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think that she wants to do this.
No,
she doesn't.
I wasn't saying that in terms of her. Like,
right. No,
I think there's like, you know, I'm not trying to find anyone out there who may be into that. You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying I agree. I think if people really enjoy it, like, absolutely, like, rock on. Like, let your flag fly, my friend. But in her case, I think it is a result of unsolved trauma. And for her, like, I would argue it is still weird for her because she's choosing this just because she's not dealing with her shit at home. Now, people who enjoy this, that's not because of unsolved trauma. Some people just enjoy these things and it's awesome and good for you. In her case, I think it's problematic.
I think
she's choosing bad partners.
Yeah, but then that also comes into play. Like, one of the last times before they break up again, like, she asks Connell. She's like, oh, like, can you hit me? And he's like, no, I don't think I can do that.
He's like, I actually don't want to hit you.
And then she, like, got up and was like, okay, like, I need to go home now.
I also would argue partially that I think her attraction to Connell, do I think they're really in love? Yes. But I would also argue that her attraction to Connell is because he mistreated her. Not as drastically as her other partners, but he wasn't nice to her either. It was a form of abuse. Oh, please hide this, that.
Yeah, more like, what's that, mental, emotional abuse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just...
It's just crazy.
Another part I was particularly frustrated by was... They're in college. They're, like, dating. Like, now it's, like, they're hanging, whatever. They're still kind of, like, secretive, but all the friends now know. Like, they're, like, you guys are having sex, right? And, like, together. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, yeah. And they're, like, oh, but, you know, that's the first time they've ever, like, said yes.
Yeah.
And then he's poor as fuck, we know. And so he has to move
home. Oh, yeah.
And so he goes there and is going to ask her to move in with her for the summer. Yeah. And she would, of course, say yes. And they show the conversation, and it's just like it, and I.
Two people who don't know how to communicate.
And that being said, I understand, and again, I respect and I admire that she so eloquently, like, just wrote it's how so like, a conversation can get away from you, and then you're just like, yeah, no. Okay, well, I guess I'm going home. Like, like, they literally were talking. He's like, oh, I can't pay my rent. And she's like, oh, so you're going home? And he's like, yeah, I guess. Because now he's like, oh, she doesn't want me here. And then he says, yeah, I guess. And she's like, oh, shit, he doesn't want to be here. And it's just like, and I get it. I get it. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, can someone just be like, hey, I really would like to be with you. Like, do you think I could stay here? And she'd be like, oh, my God, of course, I love you. That would have been it. And based off that, he moves home and they don't talk. They break up. That's it. Like, it's not even like they try to like they're just both like they're so frustrated with the other person for the miscommunication that they just stop talking.
I know.
And I'm like, are you too fucking well? Like, I get it. Believe me. Miscommunications happen. But I feel like when miscommunications occur in my life and I'm like, oh, this is becoming a problem. And I'm like, this is not how I wanted this to go. I typically am like, okay, maybe I should clarify. These two never fucking clarify. Not in years. Years and years.
But that's like part of like not the beauty of it, but like the irony, you know? Like that.
I mean, I guess, but like they never fucking learn. I mean, give me a break, you two.
Well, even at the end of the book, right?
Bro, we'll get there because I threw it across my room. I was like, I'm actually so sick right now.
I forgot that was how the book ended, and I was like, fuck.
I'm over it. So let's get to the end of the
I mean, that's really the book. Like, that's.
I was going to say, that is the book. They just do this for years and years and years. I'm thinking if there's any other particular instances that really, like, struck me.
Yeah.
I did enjoy, I will say, so again, like we just said, they do this for years of just oh no, we, mm-hmm. you know, we didn't communicate and off I go. And it's just crazy. It's honestly fucking lunacy. But one part that I enjoyed, or not, maybe not enjoyed is the wrong word. But that sticks out in my head is when they were all in Italy together.
Oh yeah.
And she was like hosting.
Fight. She has a fight with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. And this is the one that beats her. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why that stuck out to me. Nothing particular happens. Her and her boyfriend have a fight and he kind of comforts her. But I just felt like I remember that part particularly.
Okay, this is another thing that like just like blows my mind. Is like, I don't know. I try to think about this in like my head, right? And it's like, okay, say for example, I was dating Connell, right? Like, because he has a girlfriend in the book. He gets a, like...
We should talk about
he
that.
He gets, like, a long-time girlfriend. Well...
And they're fine.
They were together for, like, 6 months, I think, or, like, a year. Because they start dating after he moves home.
Mm-hmm.
When he can't, like, stay for the summer anymore. So then he ends up dating her. Anyways. So I always think about it, like, this way. And this is just, I guess, just, like, how people view relationships and stuff. But, like, if I was dating Connell and he had this past with this girl... And they're still friends. Honestly, that would rub me the wrong way. And then especially when they're in Italy.
She's not there.
She's not there. But he's there with all her friends and her and boyfriend. And her boyfriend get into a fight. And he goes in. She storms off into the house. And they start fighting. And Connell goes in and is like, yo, like, what's going on here? And the boyfriend, like, storms out, goes back to the friends. And, like... him and Marianne like go on the other side of the house where there's like a garden or something, and like at that point don't they almost kiss?
Probably.
And or they just... do kiss and they're like, oh, we shouldn't do that. Like,
oh yeah. And there's like another scene, I don't know if it's the same time when he has the girlfriend or the girlfriend and him are broken up, but they're like about to have sex and they don't.
No, he's with the girlfriend.
It's when they're in Italy. They go to bed together. They're in the bed.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is going on? Which, like, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't like that. Like, I'm sorry. Emotional cheating? I'm like a big, like, emotional cheating's a thing. It's cheating. Like, you know? Also, like, verbal cheating, whatever. So, I argue that this goes way past that. If they were married, I would assume this wouldn't be happening. But if fucking my husband was laying in the bed with someone else but, like, just denied her sex, I would still be fucking pissed.
Yes.
Like,
yes, because it's a different type of intimacy at that point, you know? And obviously, they're almost comfortable with each other.
It's not worse, but it's, like, it's bad in a different way.
Yeah, yes. And it's just, like, crazy that, like, all their friends are just – and all their, like, boyfriends, girlfriends throughout this time is just, like, yeah.
It's almost like they just know that, like, okay, well, that's their person.
But I don't know, because she doesn't really write about anything from their perspective. I mean, she does, like, mention, like, how Connell's girlfriend, like, gets frustrated mm-hmm. with him about her. Marianne. Because, like, they were out somewhere and she was like, oh, like, you didn't want to talk to anyone but her. And, like, obviously she's jealous.
I would.
And he was like, what are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Like, if there's ever a point, I'm gonna give you guys a pearl of fucking wisdom, okay? If there's ever a point in you're dating someone and, like, there's, like, one particular person that, like, oh, like, she's always a problem, like, you guys are arguing over, like, oh, like, you're always looking at her, you're always talking to her, I would argue just fucking leave, because, like, weird vibes are going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I also do think it is weird, though, how, like, they can both successfully date other people and communicate. They're just, like, fucking spastic when it comes to each other.
Yeah.
What is going – maybe it's because they're both the bad communicators. So I imagine, right, in my head, maybe when they're dating other people and they're just, like, being their bland fucking selves, their partner has to be the one to be like, hey, like, I don't know what you meant by that. Like, do you want to move in? Do you not want to move in? Like, I don't really get what you're saying. Whereas when it's the two of them together, they both just fucking let the world just knock them around.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's also important to realize is that, not to say that they're at a disadvantage, but, like, in today's times, like, it's 2024, right? And, like, all that kind of stuff is, like, very, very in your face, right? Like, people are always talking about, like, proper communication types. People are always talking about relationships. Mm-hmm. People are always doing all this stuff. But the book is set in, like, 2011.
Yeah, 13. Yeah, like the
12. Yeah. Like, you know, like, Yeah. I'm pretty sure Instagram was just becoming a thing.
Look, I get it. But like I said, even before proper communication types and us being, you know, super woke as a society, if it's fucking up your life, like, don't you think you just figure it out? I mean.
But I think that's a symptom of both of their upbringings.
Yeah, I guess. But like I said, like, it's just crazy to me how it works out for other people. I really think, like, in their relationships, they're both the problem. And so when they try to come together, there's no one to, like, regulate these situations.
They're two tortured souls. Like, truly, it's just...
It's just fucking frustrating. Like, stop being tortured. Like, I don't understand. Like, you know, like, they love each other. Like, just... And I get it. Like, is love always enough? No. But, like, there's no inherent problems. They're just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
They just can't, like, get it together. And so... Again, like Hallie said, like, this is just what happens the whole book. Like, we can give it all the instances of it, but, like, it's the same fucking song and dance.
There's probably, like, four or five.
At least.
Yeah.
And so, I don't even know how the book ends as far as, like, what is going on in their lives. But, like, the book basically ends, spoiler alert, and they're, like... All right, like, see you later. And, like, they just don't know if they're ever going to talk again. Or, like, what the fuck? I don't even know.
They're not, like, together, but, like, he's not with his girlfriend anymore. She's not with that guy.
I can't.
Like,
I almost lost my fucking mind.
But they're, like, seeing each other again.
But, like, but they're not defining
Things are, like, getting to that place again. And then he gets an opportunity to go to school in America. And he's like, oh, like, I got accepted into this program. And she was like, oh, you're going to go? And he was like, oh, I guess I am.
And again, not being like, oh, I would like you to stay, or not being like, oh, I would love to come with you.
Well, and she's like, okay, like, you know, I'll be here when you get back.
Bro. Yes, and that's exactly,
like,
what happened.
And you're like, no!
I'm actually so over them. I hope they do this forever, and they like. I hope, because I dare say I hated them. Like, I'm just like, you two deserve each other, actually, because you're both fucking stupid.
Yes.
Like, say for example, I would almost respect it more if they had a conversation, right? I got accepted into America. You know, I want to be with you. Do you want to come? Accepted into America. America has accepted me.
God.
I want you to come with me. And she's like, oh, I really can't because I got this job here. And if they had like a back and forth and were like, listen, like, we really both, you need to go to America. I need to be here. But I will be here when you get back. I would be like, you know what? Fine. Because you finally learned, like, here I am.
Well, he wasn't going to go. He says in the book, like, I'm not going to go if Marianne says, like, she wants me to stay.
But I also argue that wouldn't be good for him as a person either, like, with growth.
No, but at least it would have been something, you know what I mean? Like,
all right, so here's me and Hallie writing our books as per usual. I argue I would have actually liked if they had a conversation being like,
yes,
hey,
we know, Jamie.
Wait, listen.
You want to talk everything out.
Yes, I do. But being like, I want to go. I want you to come. And she's like, I can't come. Because then I feel like the book would have ended and been like almost more heartbreaking. They finally learn to communicate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But still, they're being kept apart and it still ends. I'll be here when you get back. Because then it's like you finally feel a kernel of hope in the fact of being like, they've learned. They finally can be together. But oh my God, of course, when they finally figure out how to communicate and be together, something still keeps them apart. Because then I feel like as a reader, you know, when he comes back, they're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Sally Rooney, that's how you should end the book.
Well, so she has a new book that's coming out.
Intermezzo.
Can't wait.
I put it on my – so okay, also caveat to this conversation, I have it on my to-be-read list for Goodreads. Also, guys, follow us on Goodreads because we are just – we're implementing new things on our Instagram with Goodreads, and we OCD obsess over our Goodreads account. Anyway,
yeah.
That was my little thing. But I have it on my, like, want-to-read list for Goodreads, and it has, like, a giveaway going on right now.
Oh, really?
I entered it, but I will say, like, I'm never going to win a giveaway. I enter giveaways all the time.
I won one.
I know. I remember the shark
from
one.
From Goodreads. Yeah, Shark Heart. I still haven't read that.
Well, I'm so glad that you won the giveaway.
I will read it eventually, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I get frustrated because I always enter and I'm like, well, here I am not winning.
Yeah.
Frustrating. Anyways, but yeah, I don't know, man. Would I be interested in reading another Sally Rooney book? Yes.
I don't think you would like Beautiful World, Where Are You?
Okay,
like
love that. Thank you for the critique. Okay, well, so let's
That's
go into...
That's the only other one that I've read.
Okay, I let's go read into...
Conversation with Friends.
Maybe we'll read it together. I don't know. Okay, well, let's talk about our review for this book as we're ending this book.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first or do you want you to go first?
You can go first.
Okay, I gave it 3 stars.
Boo.
My reasoning is because I really do just feel like it was just... fine. Did I enjoy it? Did I respect what she was doing? As I've mentioned this whole episode, yes. I hated these characters. I think they were annoying.
I'm looking at your review right now.
Well, like I just also mentioned, again, another plug as I'm saying my review, we are putting our reviews and like having a little new feature on our Instagram about like Goodreads and what we rated them and little like blurbs of what we rated them and why. And then also on our story, like what we rated them and what you guys rated them. So keep an eye out for that. We're rolling out new features. Anyways, let me continue with my fucking rant. So, I just felt like, again, like when it's a beautiful book and it's just like page turning, and like also well written, no plot holes, those are 5 stars for me. So docked a point already for just like, I did not particularly like this style of writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondary, I hate you too. Like, you guys just suck. I gave it 3 stars because arguably and like without personal opinion, it was a good book. It was well written. I like what she did. I get the point of it. You know, we're just normal people. This is what happens in life. Okay, I understand. I respect it. I don't know if I'd reread it. That is my rant. I think it just inherently comes from the fact that I hated them.
That's crazy.
And I didn't view them. Like, maybe this is also fucked up and, like, I'm shallow. But the way she described them, there was no draw for me. I was like, you're both relatively ugly and you both suck. So, like, you know? Like, what are we going for here?
That's crazy.
Like, she made them unlikable. Like I said, her descriptions...
But that's... I feel like
I like pretty nice people.
They're just, I know, but they're just regular people.
I know, but I would
argue. That's the point.
I understand, but I would argue that I don't want regular people in my life. I want pretty nice people in my life.
But in the book, too, it does say that Marianne, like, you've always been pretty.
Right.
So is she pretty or are people just hating on her?
No, I agree with what you're saying. And again, they also
describe. That's what I'm saying. You don't know.
They also describe to in the beginning, like, that they just say she's not pretty because she doesn't wear makeup and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I just think, again, with how she came in strong with her descriptions of them, and it was also based on, like, perception, their descriptions, I was like, ooh, you guys are giving me icky fucking vibes.
I know, but I almost kind of liked that.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised that you did. I didn't.
Oh, God.
Feeling like a bird, like a seagull. Yeah. All right. So what was your rating? I would assume this is probably the first book that I liked less than you, like strongly.
Yeah. So I was just looking back. I first read it in 2021, December. Mm-hmm. So I read it during COVID, essentially.
Yeah.
And I gave it 4 stars.
Okay.
And after this read, I would keep it at 4 stars.
Okay. I could see that for us. Why did you give it 4 stars?
I like her writing style. Like, I like how it's very... I think her writing style works well for the type of stories that she writes.
I would argue that is true.
Like, but, like, if you put her writing style in, like, a romance book, like, that wouldn't go.
Or, like, a fantasy? Boo.
Yeah, no. Then I would have a problem. But, like, because, like, her stories are so... They're not, like... At base level, they're like, you know, if you're a fucking doorknob and you're reading this book, you'd be like, oh, this book is so simplistic. But, like, the nuances of, like, the fucking trauma and the fucking conditioning and the social biases and, like, societal norms, like, all that wrapped, like, is all very much underneath the surface. And I feel like because of how she writes the book, it's really, like, brought to light.
because I don't know if you just called me a doorknob or not.
That's hilarious. Do you feel like a doorknob? No, I'm kidding.
No, like I said, I think I agree just with what you're saying. I see no, that, and that's you why just I respect don't like
that.
It.
You just yes. don't like that in a book, yes. which is
I like all those nuances and the underlying things, just with like a little bit more flair. Like I said, even like a John Green-ish flair, like just but a little bit more metaphor and stuff.
Little Ric Flair drip.
Go yeah.
on a bitch. I think, but like, I think that's a testament to say like how, like, I think you as a reader, and this might just be because like I know you as a person as well. Right. Like if I read a book, I'm like, yeah, that's a book for Jamie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no, same. I do that with you as well. Like I read this and I was like, Hallie loves this book.
Yeah, but I didn't want to tell you like, Jamie, you're probably not going to like this book. Because
no, I appreciate you not saying anything.
I didn't want to ruin it for, like, I didn't want you going into it already being like, rah, 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 rah. You know no, what I mean?
Yeah, and I think as readers, right, it's important for us to read books out of our comfort zone. And I think that's the beauty of us being such different people and readers is yeah. we're probably not gonna like the same books always. Mm-hmm. But I think as a reader, the fact that I'm able to see like, okay, like her literary skills and like what she's trying to do, I can appreciate it. And it is inherently a good book. Yeah. It's just personally not my type of book. Mm-hmm. I think that's fine. And I think that's like, we should keep an open mind always for all things, right? This yeah. doesn't suit my personality, but it is a good book. I can see why it's popular. I can see the appeal, and I see what she was doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I think is why we pick different varieties of books when we, you know, cover things.
Yeah. I think the angst is also what really just gets me, you know, because you're just like, you're just like watching this dumpster fire of people who just like can't be like, yeah, I love you and I want to be with you. It's crazy.
Right. And I think it especially annoys me as a intensely romantic person that I'm like, guys, like, fucking, I mean, like, this should be, like, you did the hardest thing. You love each other.
Yeah.
You both love each other. Like, fucking get it together. So, yeah, I, like I said, I do appreciate us reading different books. And, yes, I completely agree with your point about that. Like, I was reading this and I was like, oh, my God, Hallie just loves this. Like, just loves it. So, why didn't you give it 5 stars? Now I'm curious, like.
I don't know. I just didn't feel like it was like when I rated it, I was like, it's a solid 4 stars.
You just felt that.
Yeah. Like I don't know. Like a 5-star just wasn't in my thought.
Okay.
And
fair.
I don't know if it's because I don't know. that just wasn't a thought to me.
Okay. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah, I don't really have like a reason.
Okay.
But well, like I think we rate things differently. Like I think you start yes. at 5 and you go down.
Mm-hmm.
Like I usually start at 3 and I'll go up or I'll go down.
Okay. I think also – I think like I agree. I do like a 5 and then go down. But also like it's just solely emotion-based, right? So say if it's like a 4-star book, like I just like – I feel it's a 4-star book.
Yeah.
And then something bothered me, I'll take off a star. So, like, I kind of start at different places, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, like, so emotion.
You're, like, deducting.
Maybe, but sometimes I do
like
add.
You're, like, a deductor?
No, I think I'm almost, like, I start at, like, a 4-star. I think most books for me are a 4-star. If you fucking wow me and the plot was good and like fucking Abby Jimenez, I was like, girl, you just killed it.
Yeah.
5-star.
Yeah.
And also, like, feeling the emotions, all that stuff. I think – because again, most books, if it's a good book, there's not really any plot holes. I felt pretty good reading it. You're like a 4-star book. Like, I appreciate it.
Hmm.
I would say I almost start at 4 stars. And then 5 stars, I'm now reserving for like.
Interesting.
Particular books.
I feel like most books for me are 3-star.
Like, which probably is accurate. Like, Haunting, I don't fucking know. Adeline, I was like 2. There's rape. Like, I gotta.
I think it was Haunting.
It is Haunting. Yes, it is. Like, I've never given a 1-star. If it's 1-star, I'm realistically not finishing it.
Oh, I give some 1-stars for sure.
Wow. So, yeah, you probably start at 3. I probably start at 4. That makes sense.
Yeah. But the books that I'm giving 1-stars to is, like, so, like, I have, like, the Barnes & Noble's app, like, the Nook app on my phone. But then I also have the
Goodreads?
No, like, actual, like, book platform. So I have Nook.
Oh.
And I have
Apple Books. And so, like, if I don't feel like bringing, like, an actual book with me, like, somewhere, I'll just, like, get, like, a free book off of them. Because I'm not an e-reader, but, like, sometimes, like, you know, like, I want to read. Like, I'd rather read than scroll through Instagram, right? So,
in theory, I wish I could say that.
That's hilarious. But, most of the books that are on there are, like, these romances. And a lot of them are, like, kind of cheesy and corny. But sometimes I'll just read them to hate on them.
Wait, okay. So, funny, because I, as I mentioned, we're doing, like, a whole, like, Goodreads feature on our Instagram. And I, like, on our story put, like, oh, look, I've read this year and, like, Hallie's read this year. And I went to go screenshot yours. And there was, like, this, like, naked cowboy. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, yeah. What? Why is she reading that?
Okay, so I was, like, really into Yellowstone, like, the end of last year.
I thought you were going to say the ending because I haven't watched it yet. And I was like, sorry.
Oh, no. You haven't watched it yet?
No, not yet.
Wow, you're psycho. Like, the end of last year to, like, the beginning of this year, like, I was like, oh, my God, cowboys, cowboys, cowboys. So when I was, like, I was going to get, like, one of the free books, and I was like, oh, sure, like, a cowboy one. It was called The Trouble with Whiskey. Good. And I'm like, bro, no.
Was that a one star?
Yeah, I think it was.
I literally just laughed. I saw the picture. I was like, girl, and you yell at me for the romances I make you read. I was like, what the fuck, Allie?
Yeah, but I'm not, like, reading it to, like, because I like it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just reading it because there's,
you're,
like,
a psycho. I would argue you're a sociopath.
Probably. Yeah, I gave this one star.
Amazing. Okay, I feel better now knowing that because I literally in my head was like, I don't even want to post this on the Instagram showing people that she read this book.
Okay, this book was like a 600-page book.
Hallie.
Okay, and I gave it one star, and I said, honestly, felt like I was reading Colleen Hoover. I just couldn't. I skimmed the last half of the book. Totally could have been a good story, but the execution was just not there. Okay. I felt like I was reading a transcript between a therapist and a patient the whole time. Ooh. I get he was a therapist, but, like, come on, this is just too much.
Hallie's like, he actually was a therapist.
I was like, and in the end, like the girl, the love interest, gets into, like, a major accident, and she gets, like, amnesia, and, like, she doesn't know, like, who he is or whatever. The whole thing was just so underwhelming. Like, it wasn't even, like, impactful.
Oh, yes. Amnesia is underwhelming. Well, actually, so you just brought up a point. So I want to do, like, a little, to end this episode, just a fill-in, because we have all kinds of things going on. Okay. So, first update, Goodreads, covered that, fun, Instagram, yay, more interaction, check. Second of all, Hallie just so kindly mentioned Colleen Hoover, and guess what book we're covering next week? So we are going to be covering It Ends With Us. Now listen.
I swore to myself I would never read another Colleen Hoover.
Now here's the thing, guys. We had a lot of back and forth conversation about this. And I'm not going to lie to you. I just feel like with all the hype with the movie going on right now, I just think it'd be beneficial for us to jump on that train. Like, I just think it's nice, like, Abby Jimenez, everyone was reading it, and, like, it was nice to kind of, like, be in that conversation. So I think it would be good to do that with It Ends With Us. Similarly to how we're covering Fourth Wing, like, a deep dive right before Onyx Storm comes out. Like,
Onyx?
Is it Onyx? Wait, the funny part is I knew I say it wrong, and I was like, oh, Onyx is the wrong one. And so I leaned heavy into Onyx.
What is wrong with you? This bitch reads books. Onyx.
The words in my head are not, like, real words. Okay, that's anyways, crazy. Fuck you. I think I over, like, emphasized the wrong one because I really thought Onyx was the wrong one. So I was like, I need to really just say Onyx, like, really, like, commit. But that was the wrong one. Anyways, okay, whatever. So my point being is I think It Ends With Us is going to be beneficial. I also think that we could have, which you'll see next week, just a very real conversation about, not even if with the movie, because Hallie's not going to watch the movie.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Right. But, yeah, I got it. But I think we could have a really impactful conversation about how they are doing their, like, what's it called? Like, when they're, like, advertising their movie. Like, they're fucking, like Blake Lively, basically, long story short, on her, like, media,
a media tour.
Yes.
A tour.
That's exactly
a promotional tour.
Correct. I think we could really, without Hallie watching the movie, talk about how the media tour is just completely losing the sense of the importance and the topics that were meant to be discussed. So I think we could just have a good conversation. So that's next week. It ends with us.
Okay. Well, I have a problem with Colleen Hoover. I had a problem with Colleen Hoover after I read her first book, Verity. And then I really had a problem with her after Jamie made me read Ugly Love. So I hate her in regards to her writing. But then I also dislike her because
Save for next week.
Okay, fine. But like, also,
that'll apply to this book.
I know, which is crazy. But then like, also too, I haven't been following like their tour thing coverage. I have no idea what's going on, but all I know is that Blake Lively's getting a lot of shit. That's all I know.
Yes. So we will chat about that next week. So next week's going to be a good episode, I think, all around. And Hallie, it's just entertaining to watch her be miserable. Okay, so that's the Goodreads update on our Instagram.
Fucking new feature. Another probably 4 hours of my life I'll never get back.
Correct. We're reading it Ends With Us next week. And lastly, kind of a sad update. We will be switching after It Ends With Us to releasing every other Sunday. Hallie's a smarty pants and is trying to get big degrees. and therefore, she has no time for us.
Sorry.
So we're going to do
school, man. It's hard.
Yeah. And so we don't want her to be stressed. And so we're doing Sunday.
I don't think anyone's too upset, Jamie. You know, it's not like we're fucking.
They're writing letters as we speak.
Yeah. Okay.
But that being said, it's going to give us time to kind of revamp as far as like specific features we want released, specific days. We're also going to start making like a little animation. And so in time for the new year, we will have like set days for set features on our Instagram. We'll go back to every week, and we also will be publishing our full video with our recordings with a cute little animation for our intro and ending. So
can you tell who's like the organized planner and who's just like here?
I'm like, yeah, it's like, who's making moves to make
Jamie's
podcasts
like, we're
successful?
Doing this, we're doing this, and we're doing this. And I'm like, okay, can't we just do this tomorrow? And you're like, and then we're going to do this on this day. And I'm like, okay. Sure, Jamie.
So really, Hallie's only directive is like, read this fucking book and be ready to record next week. That's it. That's Hallie's directives.
Oh my god. If anyone would like to send me a copy of It Ends With Us, I refuse to give Colleen Hoover any of my money. So
send Hallie the book.
Please DM me on Instagram and I will send you my address and you can send me the book. Thank you.
Yeah, amazing. Okay. And so
my pants
those
are
all
on them.
I am obsessed with them. Thank you for showing me that.
You're welcome.
Dare I say they're almost related to a troll.
They're cousins.
Right, they're cousins of trolls. Actually, Ryan's mom got us a gnome Mr. and Mrs. like dish towel because she like was like, thought I liked gnomes, not trolls.
That's hilarious. That's actually really funny.
And I was like, no, it's trolls.
Wait, you know what's crazy? So I've like really picked up... I had been picking up like Hogwarts Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I was picking that up again. You gotta fight these fucking trolls. They don't die, bro. They're
Dude,
so
that
tough
game is
to
actually
kill.
Hard as fuck. I stopped playing it because it's so hard. But once
it
I have the man
hard.
Cave done, back to video games for me.
Anyways. But yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Okay, well, those are our announcements that are exciting as far as the podcast is concerned.
Yes.
They're exciting to Hallie, too, because she has no idea what I'm talking about. It's news to her as well.
Surprise!
Right. So, yeah, we'll see you guys next week. I'm actually really excited for next week's episode, so I think it'll be entertaining at least.
I guess I'll just can't wait to fucking talk more shit about Coho.
It's going to be entertaining, like you said, so.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, okay. Well, we will see you guys next week. Four, it ends with us.
We'll see you there. Be there.
Bye.
Or be square.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.